It's Jean-Gabriel Pajot, and you're listening to the Sens Call Up.
Every time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road. You're the queen of my throne. Riding high day and night, satisfied wherever we roam. You're the star of the show. You shimmer like gold. Now baby, let's ride. We got nothing but time. You get all the reactions. You're the main attraction. It's no surprise. Gotta like your style. You're the perfect distraction. You're the main attraction.
From a slightly snow-covered studio in the western spiral arm of the nation's capital, welcome to Season 8, Episode 4 of the Sens Call Ups for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. We're seeing the good, we're seeing the bad, and we're seeing the ugly from the Senators these days, as one might expect during the rebuild. I'm living with the bad and the ugly while enjoying the flashes of potential. Unfortunately, the ugly is usually followed by something at least reasonably good, like last night, for example.
Merry Christmas.
Well, just over a month to Christmas. Just over a month.
Yep.
Boys.
It's been a while.
That's a good sound. That's a good sound. I like that sound. In fact, I'm going to replicate that sound.
It's been a day.
There we go.
It's been a day.
For all three of us. So, let's start this off right.
Cheers. Ow.
Cheers to you, bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink. Over the laptop.
Tonight's episode, we're getting into this early. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Moosehead Rattler, Mill Street Organic, and Mill Street Hopped and Confused. And we all three of us can use a beer tonight. Yeah. So.
It's my third 12-hour day. If one of us would have showed up prepared, this would have been much, much faster.
What'd you forget?
That was quick. Well played by you. Well played by you. Yeah. We're here. It's been a while.
It's either way to using the rock band.
Yeah. Mike. Yeah. It's been a while, and we had a slight technical issue to begin the show, but we're here now, and that's all that matters. Yeah. But we have lots to talk to. Mm-hmm. I don't have much to talk about. Nothing interesting has happened in the past 3-4 weeks, except I was up at the cottage 2 weeks ago and ended up splitting almost 3 face cords of wood in the afternoon. Yeah. So we have lots of wood, not for this year, but for next year. That was the big adventure. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Do you have to dry it out for a period of time, then?
It's not oak. It's all maple and birch and a bit of poplar. Maple. So it'll be dry in a year. If it was for something really, really dense like oak or hard maple, which is the difference, like not silver or sugar, but like one of the hard maple species or ash or hickory, then it sometimes takes 2 years to be dry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But once it is dry... Oh, dear Lord, stand back from the
flames and the embers.
From the wood stove, you'll put two or three. I made the mistake a couple of years ago, and it was 2-year-old beech. It was a very dense wood. And I filled up the stove because, need to fill it up. And we had to open the windows. It was minus 20 outside. We had to open the sliding door and the windows and basically shut all the air into the stove off to try and get it to burn as slowly as possible because it was generating so much heat. It was fun.
Yep.
Wow. Good wood. We weren't cold that weekend.
Yeah. Was cold yesterday. It's starting so quick.
And it's exactly the same time as last year.
Was it?
No, 2 weeks ahead. 2 weeks ahead.
Nope. There was.
Because I thought they said there was the first snow or the snowstorm was 2 weeks ahead.
I was at the cottage for Remembrance Day weekend. Or I was at the lake for Remembrance Day last year. And we were walking through snow up to my knees up there. Now, that's further north.
Yeah.
But there was snow on the ground here at the same time.
Interesting.
I can't remember it.
And it's like, that's really early.
It was pretty memorable Remembrance Day this year. Not about the vets, though.
No, we'll get to that in a bit. Mm-hmm. So a couple of little housekeeping nits. Podcast at senscollups.com is the email address. The forums are at senscollups.com, and that includes the game threads, the hockey pool, and... Sens Bingo, have you been playing Bingo? No? Gotta play Bingo.
It's beautiful, though. It's great.
Every game thread that Homer starts, there's a link to getting your own Bingo card and just keep the window open and play along. And it makes a bad game, like Like,
there's been a couple battles.
Last night's second period was pretty damn dull. And all we could do was sit there and complain, I don't have a dab. I don't have a dab. Nothing's happening. But it does make things fun. And the waiver wire is 1-844-SCU-SENS. I got one little tidbit before we start. For really long time listeners, and I'm talking back to the Sens Underground days, you might remember in...
A decade and a half ago.
Yeah, well, this is... Yeah, because we've been on 8 years, so it's before that.
That's crazy.
This is season five. This is remember back to season five of the Sens Underground. There was an episode where a listener sent a picture of a Jamaican bartender, and above the Jamaican bartender was a picture of Daniel Alfredson on the wall.
Okay.
That was my friend Warren.
Yes.
And that was at his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually flew down the next day for his wedding. So I wanted to wish Warren and Deanna a happy 10th anniversary.
Oh, cool. Cute.
Yeah. It's coming up. It's about a week
and he lives around here, too.
He does. Yeah. He does, indeed. So there we go. Nice little. It's 10 years. Wow. Pretty good.
I can't wait to get to Cuba.
Why? It's going to be warm.
It's going to be like 50 degrees warmer than it is here.
I have to admit, I'm a little jealous. I would like to be going there, too. But I'll be up at the car.
Yeah, because you like just chilling on the beach.
I'm very good at it.
I'm not going to have my phone for the first time since 2004.
I'm very good at it.
I am not.
But that's what books are for.
Pray for Pan.
God, books?
That's what books are for.
Just tell me the story, man.
Why?
There are audiobooks you can listen to.
Yeah. I've got a backload of podcasts.
Reading.
So I'm hoping we can like run like 3 hours tonight so that I can just download
negative.
It.
Negative. No.
Well, I'm doing the game recap, so...
I'll just end
pace of play.
Then I'll just end the
snappy
show.
Button ready.
Let's go.
Game on! Not my best work on that one.
Ah, could be worse.
Not my best work.
Go.
So we got 9 games to recap here. So over 10% of the season. Islanders at Sens, 4-2 loss. Sens goals, 2 by Ennis. Islanders goals, 2 by Letty, Matt Martin, and of course, former Sen Derek Brassard.
Oh, that's right. That was the 9 games ago. I'd completely forgotten.
This was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
This game got edgy because the Islanders weren't happy that the door wasn't closed on the bench. And Matt Martin fell through it. And then they got all pissy about that.
Oh, well.
It was weird. So Brady fought Cizikas, which also pissed off the Islanders fans for some reason. Because Cizikas is like 5'10". Brady's like 6'3". Brady's also 19 years old. Like, you're angry at a child. Next game.
Next.
Sharks at Sens, a 5-2 surprising win.
Yes, that was here.
Yes. That was here. So this was the first game that Bobby Ryan got healthy scratched.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. Sens goals, Connor Brown, 2 by Paul, Tkachuk and Duclair. Sharks goals, Kane and LeBanc. This, from what I recall, which I barely do. Oh, yeah. We were there.
A
big group of that.
You were cheering for the Sharks that game.
No, I was wearing a current Erik Karlsson jersey.
You were cheering for the Sharks.
No, we were wearing a Sharks.
I was wearing a Sharks jersey, but I was wearing a current Karlsson jersey.
Which is for the opposing team.
I was cheering for the individual.
Oh. So if I wear a Cody Ceci sweater to a...
Why would you ever do that?
If I wear a Cody Ceci sweater to a Senators Leafs game.
Well, I for one...
I'd like to see that.
I for one hope that Cody Ceci continues to play as well as he has been.
As well as he has been?
Mm-hmm. If not...
Betterer?
Better.
I want as to sign him.
As to the underlying numbers, yes. Yeah, so... So it was a very fun game, from what I remember. You were playing around with Canuck with the Bell HD screen.
Bell HD fan cam,
which is pretty neat.
What?
So they put like a 360 cam under the scoreboard.
Okay.
So that you can just, I guess you say what seat you're at.
Yeah, you tell it what seat you're sitting at and it will take a picture of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of fun.
And that's there permanently?
I think it's new.
Well, no, but it, yeah, that's, it wasn't a one-off is what I mean.
No, I think
no,
so.
No, it's there, yep.
Oh.
No, the Auto Centers would never do a one-off.
Well, I was wondering if it was like one special or like two special game things. Like the projector that isn't there. Or whatever.
Yep.
Or the lights that were there that aren't there.
For once.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why I was asking if it's permanent or
yeah,
if
that,
it's
that
regular,
one's permanent.
Ongoing.
That one I think is permanent.
So you just say, I'm in section 119, row F, seat 4, and it's
you watch
sends
on your
you
phone. It tells you what number you are in the queue because other people might be doing it before you. That okay. says, okay, you're oh. next in queue. That says, okay, smile, 3, 2, 1, and
bad face.
Do whatever, and then it sends it to your phone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of interesting.
It's cool data mining the hell out of you, but it's pretty cool.
And can it do it to the 300s?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. How low? Okay, sorry. I know we're off topic here.
It's
how
globe.
Low
it's
does
like
this hang
secure.
Down?
It's on the corners.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was in the middle. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Okay, I thought, yeah.
Gotcha.
If it's on the corners, that makes
now
sense.
I understand.
I think there's a couple.
Gotcha.
Okay. I figured it was like one security like.
You see a telescope down to get that 400 level.
A little flashing red light on it as
it hits
descends.
A flare on the ice.
There's a strobe on it, and it beeps, so you yeah. know that it's there.
Yeah. Anyway. So at this game again, and I'm just going to bring it up now because it's sort of timely, because I ended up tweeting out that they had DJ Prosper in the first intermission as well as in the second intermission.
Well, what would you prefer?
And I like, I love DJ Prosper. He's great. I got in a little bit of trouble because
I like birthday
didn't
cake.
Know it all. That's exactly it. I like birthday cake. Birthday cake is great.
It is.
I'm going to have it for lunch and dinner 41 times a year.
Well, I don't think they should do it for every game.
That's right. The point.
But that was my point. It's excellent. You found something that people like. You're going to overdo it.
Well, because you're. If you don't come up with something else and got to keep trying
right.
other things.
And I got in trouble for that.
Like the Spitfires. Like, they're awesome. Every time they're there for Canadian Forces Night, yes. they just kick unbelievable. That was a great anthem, by the way, for Canadian Forces Night. That was killer.
You were there? Or you saw
it? I was watching it on TV.
I missed that one. The little girl that sang for the kids' day, she was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so happy. She was so happy. That was against Tampa, like the second game of the year or something like that. Anyway, so that's just my comment on it. I don't think... It's not nitpicking. I don't think that's nitpicking.
No, I think it's actually a very honest commentary because things
they're just defensive at this point.
Well, just don't overdo it. That's all. I think it's good criticism. Like, this is great. Just don't overdo it. I want it to stay good. And I think that's honest criticism.
Yeah, like when they had the racing prime ministers all the time.
It was, it's great for people who only go to one or two games a year.
Yes.
But for people who are there regularly.
Yeah. Just like Missing Chicklets, right? It was the same set.
Yeah. It needs some variety. You got to do something else.
Yeah.
It was missing something. Some chicklets.
Some lets.
Yeah. So anyway, so I enjoyed this game. The Sharks are terrible.
They certainly were in that game.
Terrible.
They certainly were.
As much as it hurts for me to say it, Erik Karlsson is no longer special.
He was a -4 in that game.
Generational -4, though.
Okay, well, somebody else can pay them $11 million for a generational -4. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. They're not using him to his abilities, but again, he's coming off a major surgery, so might as well play him 25 minutes a night.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
They're not doing things proper over there. Scott, after this game, Scott Sabourin gets his housing letter.
And then what happened?
And then after that, they had 6 days off. And then the Sens came back. All right, see you later, Colonel. Okay, that'll work. So they have 6 days off, go to Boston.
Using scotch tape to keep the door open?
It works as a doorstop if you have enough of it. How many gifts are you planning on wrapping?
Costco.
Oh, okay.
You should see my Q-tips, man.
Oh, no.
I bought Q-tips, forgot I bought Q-tips, bought more. I have enough for 30 years.
So you have a cupboard, a linen closet worth of Q-tips.
I think it's about 2,000.
Well, actually, you know what
you're doing? I'm going to give them away to the housing things or women's
shelter. I was going to say, give them to a shelter or the mission or somewhere like that. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I just found them. So good thing I found them too, because I just go out and buy some more.
Yeah.
So Sens at Bruins, 5-2 loss in this game again. So Bobby Ryan scratched, Mikael Bodker scratched. Sens goals by Duclair and Connor Brown. Bruins goals, Pasternak, Bergeron, Heinen, I don't think that's right, Marchand and DeBrusque. 21 seconds into his shift, big collision between Scott Sabourin and David Backes.
Oh, yeah, that was ugly.
And the crowd goes quiet.
Yeah.
The building goes really quiet.
Yeah, which is, Sabourin is still out indefinitely. His dad ended up calling to the radio yesterday just for whatever they were talking about. And he's just like, yeah, so he's doing well. Good. His recovery is like, good to hear.
Yep.
So the other thing about this is that while they were working on Sabourin, David Backes was in tears.
Yeah. Shook him up.
Was that who Sabourin hit?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, no big surprise.
In tears?
Well.
I've never seen that before.
Well, because he just knocked out and fell flat on the ice.
Go back 10, 15 years if the player that got hit by the opposition would start to cry.
Different time.
Also... So, like, when this happened, people are just like, wow, it's like, this is really impacting him. I hope he'll be okay and all that, too. Go back and be like, wimp.
Yeah. Well, rub some dirt on it.
Crazy, eh? Yeah.
Well, yes, but also...
Walk it off.
Let's think about 15 years ago what Scott Stevens used to do to people.
Right.
So, people were getting laid out by the hit, not as the hitter. Mm-hmm. So, it was a different mentality. It was like, yeah, you got him, not just, uh-oh. He went in there, and now he's lying on the ice, face down.
So I found that reaction very interesting.
Very human.
Very human, yes. Yep. Which sports aren't.
But Don Cherry said he's okay.
Okay,
we'll get to him.
We'll get to that.
Some old guy.
Next game, Sens at Rangers, a 6-2 win. So in this game, Anisimov and Golubev. Scratched. Sens goals. 2 by Pageau. We'll hear that a lot. Ennis. Hainsey, Tkachuk, and Nemetsikov against his old team. Rangers goals by Kako and Panarin.
And Zibanejad was not playing in that game, if I recall correctly.
Hurt. Yeah. Then a back-to-back Sens at Islanders. So scratches. Chalapik, Branson sat out. So Golubev played this one, and this was his only game. They weren't that great anyways, and they were going after Tkachuk all game two from that first game that I've mentioned. Sens goals, Pageau, again. Islanders goals, Clutterbuck, Bardro, that's not a name, Cizikas, and Bailey.
Rudolf Balkers, that's not a name.
Who? Balderdash? The heck are you talking about?
Close a Norse hurricane like that. TVA is amazing. So that's all I remember that game. And then next, Kings at Sens. So 3-2 overtime win.
Damn.
Oh, that's right.
No. I would have preferred an all-out loss. But we gave up, we gave up the tying goal to give the Kings a point with 8 seconds left.
That was Tyler Toffoli's goal, was it not?
Correct.
Yes. Former Ottawa 67.
Look at us remembering games this year.
Yeah.
Last year's like, this happened, it was yesterday. I have no idea. I don't care.
Well, I was just
blanking them out. Every game this year, I pretty much remember a piece of it.
Wow. Well, I've been able to get more pieces of games this year than last year. That's why. Because last year, there were so many games, which I'm
gone full stoolie so far.
I'm finishing work at 10 o'clock at night, so I'm finishing work in time for the post-game show. This year, I'm not, at least so far, touch wood, I'm getting access to games, to more of them. That's why I have more input on some of them.
They're more interesting. They're way more interesting this year.
Yeah.
And
that's what
I'm more interested.
Yes.
I should say more entertaining, and I'm more interested because last year was a friggin' slog. So scratches in this game. So Bodker, Golubev, and Ryan. Nielsen starts. So Anderson's not playing. So between Anderson, Bodker, and Ryan, $14.5 million.
Is this the
not
game?
Hitting the ice? Is this the Kings?
Okay,
any game that Ryan misses now, because Bodker they're done with,
unless they're really injury riddled.
Yeah, Like they had Davidson up, they had Bodine up. I don't know what Bodine's doing here. Well,
he's fine.
Like I'm not overly excited. He's got one assist, I think, in probably 8 games or something.
But he's been his play has been solid. He doesn't look
faulty. Yeah, it's like I don't know who he is. I don't know what he is. Maybe you got a 4C out of him. Great.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it, right? So yeah, that's $14.5 million. It's not touching the ice.
Was that the game where somebody added up that all the money off the ice was as much as the money on the ice?
Yeah.
Between those three players plus
all the LTIR? No, Anderson, they counted towards the players on the ice.
Oh.
Because he's on the roster, but he's just not starting.
Oh, okay. So he's on the bench playing. He's not in the press box. Gotcha. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's something like with the LTIR, the signing bonuses, stuff like that, it's $36 million off, $36 million on.
Oops. So we're going to trade for you. Oh, we'll come back to that.
Weaponize the cap space, right?
You might as well. Hey, if you can.
I'm sure you've got a couple ideas on that, so I'll put that aside. So Stensky goals in this game declared an Anisimov in regulation. Kings goals by Dustin Brown and Tyler Toffoli, who again tied it with 8 seconds left. Toffoli was also a healthy scratch before this and then came into this game.
Yeah.
And then scored. I was like, this is going to be like. And there was talks of maybe Ottawa being interested in him. And Dorion was at the previous game in LA during the week off. So I'm just like, if this is going to be another Alex Hemsky type deal that he comes and scores against us and then we trade for him.
No.
It's like, no. Toffoli doesn't fit. He's 27 now.
And he's got 4 years, five years?
I can't remember. Maybe one or two. I think it's actually just this year.
No, it's more than that.
It doesn't fit. Like, you don't move from bad team to bad team. Unless you're moving like big money or doing some other ideas.
Oh, it is only 1 year till UFA. Okay, I stand corrected. Yeah, 1 year at
this year.
$4.6 million.
Pending UFA. Wow, that's a lot of money. Pagio wins it, no T, with a very nice work by Nick Paul. He was really good in this game.
Nick Paul's been pretty good since he came up.
Surprising.
Yep.
Surprising. Very surprising.
He seems to have finally figured out. This will sound really derogatory, and I don't mean it that way. He's finally figured out what his, or he's been convinced or figured out what his role is. He's finally doing what he needs to do, whether he figured it out or he listened to somebody telling it to him or whatever.
Combination things.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's doing it.
DJ really seems to be a much better positive reinforcement coach.
And development coach
over Boucher. Boucher just doesn't like you.
Well, right. You're not his guy, so.
Right, because Nick Paul was up but scratched all the time last year, right? Yeah. And the season was lost. It's like, what are you doing?
He's playing very well.
There's no franchise guy.
No.
Like, what's his name there?
Don't know what you're talking about.
The franchise. The guy came over from Europe. Oh, what was his name? See, I've already forgotten.
What are you talking about?
Our fourth liner sends. That was the coach's pet to Boucher.
Oh, Tom Pyatt.
Tom Pyatt.
There we go. The franchise.
Ah, yes. That was his nickname.
Nate Thompson? Another one. Anyway.
Yeah, where was he going with that? The other thing that he said on the radio is that he got a sports psychologist or sports therapist.
Oh.
And so instead of him thinking, don't mess this up, it's I'm going to do this and then the good things will happen.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure Boucher created that don't mess it up.
Well, it's like winning, you're in.
Because he was Boucher, exactly. Which I argued, and I'm sure we mentioned it last year. It's you play to not lose the game.
Right.
1-3-1?
Yeah. You're playing to not lose the game.
Yeah. I believe it.
And this is a different system.
Yeah.
Which, for the better.
Certainly entertaining.
I really think Boucher hurt the brand. And the problem is that they allowed him to do it.
Except for that 1 year.
The first year he was good.
Yeah, first year was great, and then history repeats itself.
Waning after that.
Okay, so after this game, Nick Paul gets his housing letter. I might have already mentioned that.
Nope.
Okay, I can take that off my list of things to talk about. Cool.
And luckily for him, he also didn't get knocked the hell out after in the next game.
I was thinking that.
Hurricanes at Sens, 4-1 win. Thank you, Alex, for the tickets. That was great. Scratches again, so Ryan, Bodker, Golubev sends goals. Chalapik, Nemesnikov, which I'm really liking now. Big surprise, Pageau and Brady Tkachuk.
Pageau scored. Really?
Yeah.
Hasn't been doing too much.
Sky's blue, water's wet.
Yeah. In other words,
yeah. Paju gets a gold.
Sun comes up in the morning.
Carolina gold by Zvechnikov. There you go. Dzingel and Nemetsikov fought in this game.
Yes.
That was a little bit uncomfortable for me. Not like the Ryan Turris fight.
I heard about it. I missed the first period of this game.
Because they were never teammates. There was a battle behind the net with the goalie. Probably I think Nemetsikov slashed the goalie's hand, so you go and defend him.
I did hear from sources that it was one of the fights in the first period. That was the game that was here in Ottawa, was it?
Yes.
Not? Okay. It was one of the fights in the first period. One of the Canes, gloves ended up on the Ottawa bench.
Okay.
When they're trying to get everything off. By the time it made it over to the penalty box, apparently it weighed about 20 pounds.
They just soaked it up?
They had filled it so much with water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boys will be boys.
That's pretty funny. And it's Dzingel, too. So he's like, oh.
Damn it.
Boro!
Why did you use the blue Kool-Aid? Why couldn't it be the orange? You know I like the orange.
Gross. So that's fun. So let's see how the Sens do with the back-to-back against the Hurricanes. Or home-and-home, I guess.
Home-and-home, yeah. Oops.
So Sens at Hurricanes, 8-2 loss. Yikes.
Yeah. They won it 9-6 on aggregate.
Davidson injured, so Ryan came back in the lineup. Golubov and Bugger were still out. Sens goals, Colin White and Brady Tkachuk. Carolina goals, Fogel, I think, Nekas. Again, these are made-up names. Two by Aho, Fleury, Hamilton, and Dzingel. So Nielsen got pulled after four goals. Anderson comes in. You're hoping that he stops bleeding. Nope.
Well, the team in front of him didn't either.
No, but no.
Talk about a storm surge.
Yeah.
Did they do that afterwards?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I stopped watching the game. Hmm. I think it was like 4-0.
What was I doing that night?
I won some at that, and I was like, I'm just going to.
He needed that last bingo. Catch him sends a lot of eight probably, goals.
I don't know. I was working or something. I wasn't paying too much attention to that game.
And even that's like, yikes, nope.
Thank you to SensCat for checking my bingo card that game because I didn't see the whole thing. So one of our forum members said, I don't know how. And I came in late and it was like, I don't know how many squares I've got. So she looked at it for me and said, oh, you have these ones. Thank you.
Nice.
No bingos yet. Still. Nobody scored a bingo. We're still working on that. Yes.
Too obscure.
So, how do the Sens react to a bad loss?
Very well.
Sens at Devils, 4-2 win with an empty netter. Scratches Walker, Davidson, and Golubev. Sens goals are a chapeau pour Pajot. Boro with another laser shot.
And Boro now
He's got three.
He leads all defensemen in goals. Which means I need to change my prediction in the hockey pool. Because I picked Shabbat for the game-winning goal. I'm like, okay, I got to change that.
Because
I have a standing one. I'm too lazy to do them all. So
it's gonna be Pajot now.
3-1 yeah. Stone.
3-1 Pajot. 4-3 Pajot.
I gotta change that.
4-4 tie. with the empty netter. Devil's goal, Simmons and Butcher. So Sens are 4-2 in the last six games. That's way too much winning.
Yeah, they have a winning record at home now too.
Yeah,
I believe.
Like 5-4 and something like that.
Yeah.
Pajot, 18 games played, 11 goals, 4 assists for 15 points, leading the league plus 19.
Yeah, leading the league at plus minus on this team. That's impressive.
The league.
Sorry, yeah, leading the league.
John Carlson, who's apparently he's got like 10 goals or something like that as a defenseman, he's plus 15.
So whose first rounder can we get?
Pitt.
We'll talk about that.
Pitt.
You want a team that just might not make it.
Told you in the summer after the Zaitsev CC deal, Connor Brown was the key to this trade.
Right.
He's played very well.
18 games played, 11 goals, 4 assists, 15. No, that's Padre's answer. 18 games played, 2 goals, 12 assists for 14 points plus 6.
Yeah.
He's my elevator boy. Nielsen, 9 games played, 4-4-1. 298 goals against, which I don't overly care about in this year, but below 3 is good, I think, in this league now. 921 save percentage.
That'll do.
Craig Anderson, we need a little bit of work, but that's okay. 11 games played, so 3-6-0, 3.33 goals against, 893 save. Getting better. Again, that Carolina game probably screwed up his numbers a bit. But is Nielsen the starter? No. Not yet.
Not yet.
They said tandem. This is tandem starts. Mark Borowiecki, 18 games played. 2 goals, 5 assists. 5 assists. 7 points. Plus 8.
Being positive in a negative situation.
Hey. I'm liking it.
It's leadership.
So high.
And I agree with you on Connor Brown, but Zaitsev is serviceable.
He's way better than...
Yeah.
How's CC doing in Toronto?
He's fine, but the problem with Zaitsev is the term of the contract.
Yeah, it is a little long, but we'll worry about that later. We'll worry about that later.
Seattle's problem.
Yeah.
Not Ryan?
No, they're not going to take him.
They're not going to take him because he doesn't have to protect it.
Ryan's going to get bought out this summer anyway.
He does. Well, if they don't.
Enough. I think you need him out of this room. Out of the environment. But that's just me. Dylan DeMello he's spray foam.
He's what?
Spray foam.
I thought you said spray foam. I'm like, I did not hear that. He's spray foam. Mm-hmm.
You just fit him in anywhere?
No. So whoever he plays with is very well insulated.
Yeah.
Thomas Chabot, second in the league in time on ice at 25 minutes, 51 seconds a game. Is that a good thing?
No, too much.
Probably not.
Agreed.
Little too much.
Probably not.
So the problem with that is they probably don't want to play Branstrom enough.
And well,
they're protecting him.
Well, I think, yeah. And I think
can only do so much.
I think it's time for Enstrom to be swapped out for Lajoie. They play on the same side?
That in September, yes.
Well, I mean, we've had 20 games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he's going to start to take off around the 15-game mark.
He's supposed to be an offensive defenseman, and he's not playing that. I'm not saying he's getting a little overwhelmed. I don't think he's playing awfully, but...
He's not bad defensively.
No, but he's not able to play to his own strengths. And I think that's what he needs to be able to do to be a marquee, like an above average player. So send him down to Belleville, let him work on that. He is young. He's 20, is he not? So fine. Bring up Lajoie or Yaros or whoever. Swap him out. Let him go and play in Belleville for a while. I'm not complaining about his play. I just want to give him the chance to become more than what his role is right now. I don't want him to get Cody CC'd. Here, play a lot of minutes. You got to play some defense. No, you're supposed to be an offensive guy.
I don't think they can because he's always going to play behind Chabot.
You can have...
Right. Actually, that's not true because CC played behind Carlson.
Yeah, I think he can certainly play as an offensive guy on the second pairing.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have as many minutes. You won't have as much pressure because you're not playing on the top pair.
Yeah.
And you can succeed in that role, but develop yourself into it. You've got up to the speed of the game, but you're still playing very defensively because that's what's insulating you in your role and you're all fine. Great. Now go to the AHL, work on the offense again.
We might see you in 5 games. Might see you in 10.
Might see you next year.
Like Colin White, right? He went down for conditioning. Played 1 game, 2 assists. All right, you're up.
Well, yes, but he's already up.
He's
an NHLer. But Colin White's been another nice surprise so far this year.
Would that be...
And point-wise.
Would you consider that white privilege?
Stop it.
Get out.
He's not producing a lot of points, but I'm happy with the way he's playing. He doesn't... He's playing at a far better all-around game than he was last year in what I've been able to see / hear, whatever. Is he producing points? No.
Sure.
But he's better than he was last year, and I'm okay with that. It's a developing team. So you get better.
Ouch, 4 that's points, good. Eh?
Who?
White? Colin White. Hmm. That's not great. What does Branstrom have? Does he even have anything?
Enstrom?
Branstrom. One assist. Time to go.
Point.
Time to go. Didn't mention this guy in my write-up. Tyler Ennis is going to be a great penalty killer for a playoff team.
Cool. Can we get a second round for rounder?
I'm thinking third or fourth. If you can get a second, great. Might get a second for next year.
Get a second. We can't have too many seconds. It's fine.
They are the garnish.
The pickles. Okay.
He's fast. He's small, but he's fast. Edmonton.
He's also
cheap too.
He's also got good hands. Like he's quite
well manicured.
There we go. Anybody else? Nilsson got first star of the week this week, and then he got shelled. I felt so bad for him.
Listen, like when Leonard got it, and then Anderson came back from injury, and Paul McLean's like, "Nope, you're not the starter." And now, knowing how Leonard's brain works, it's like, "Oh." Tell a manic that who's been doing great and who's probably running on a high that he's not playing anymore.
Yeah, that's not going to work well.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
He's bad in the room.
We've already covered GGP on the scoring tag. Deadline trade or resign? What do you think?
Trade.
You think he'll get traded?
I think they should. And I think he will be traded.
I am? How about you?
Meh. I'm indifferent.
Okay, Stewie.
I mean, I like him. I like having him on the team, but if he can get something great back, I don't know.
I would like him to be re-signed. I don't think...
I would prefer him to be re-signed. I think if you put a gun to my head and made me choose.
I'm 50-50 as to whether he will be or not. I'm kind of actually hopefully he will be, because I don't want him signed for 8 years, though.
If you didn't, yeah.
Four or five, yes.
Four for 44.
And he will be and signed for less than Colin White.
At $4.4 million.
No, you can get him for less than that, I would think.
Just the premise of it.
4.4
for 44.
Like you did for Colin White.
4.5. 4.5 for 4 years?
4.5 would be fine. But again, he's 27, 28 this year. Does he fit age-wise?
I think
I'm looking at it on a business continuity plans.
I think he fits age-wise to as continuity until younger players are ready to fill a bigger role than they would be able to do in the next couple of years. And he's also a very, very good example. He's a very good leader by example.
If you're going to do that, you should have kept Mark Stone.
Well, he didn't want to be here.
Yeah, exactly, right? But if that's what you're looking for, like what you're describing for a veteran that you want on the team, that's Mark Stone.
I don't disagree with that.
And they decided to move away from him. Their hands were tied too, but that again, I still think that was your own fault because you could have got them in the summer at 8x8, but drag your feet. And you do it once, it's passionate. Like, I don't know. And from what the talk is on the return, it's more than what you got from Mark Stone.
Yeah.
And I mean,
this is going to be a massive bidding war. If you got what you did for Derek Brassard, whew.
I can't remember which trade was which.
Derek Brassard was Mika Zibanejad.
Well, no, but I mean, when we traded Derek Brassard away? It was
a first, Philip Gustafsson. And then we flipped. Granted, the goalies in the AHL are very concerning right now. But then we also flipped the first down, which got JBD and Tychonic.
Then I'd say that's a pretty good return.
Yeah. And actually, if you forget the money and everything else like that, you also could have gone Ryan Reeves. Because he went to Vegas so that Vegas could retain some money.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's
but certain... if money wasn't an issue, you could have received Ryan Reeves and what's his name? The defenseman that never played here and then went to Columbus. Ian Cole.
Yeah, because he was here for like a day.
Yeah.
And then we swapped him out again.
For a third.
Yeah.
So Gustafsson, a first, Ryan Reeves, and Ian Cole, and a third. That's a lot, man. Return. That's a lot.
I
think Pageau can really bring more.
I think Pageau can bring a very good return because he is that good a player. He's a valuable player for a team that's trying to get into the playoffs or that is making the playoffs and wants to go deep because he can do anything and he does it really, really well.
Now, my other argument to it is Antoine Vermette got traded from the Phoenix Coyotes to the Chicago Blackhawks for a first round pick.
Flamed out.
Who's that?
Vermette.
No, this was 2011.
Oh, the first time. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. So from Phoenix to Chicago for the first overall pick, or sorry, first round pick, won the cup. Signed back with Phoenix.
I wouldn't mind it. It's possible.
That would, yeah. What's a little collusion?
Well, it depends.
What's a little collusion?
If you've talked to the player and the player goes, yeah, I'm cool with that. Give me an opportunity. I want to come back here. Okay.
It's like, this might be your only chance at a cup.
Cool. That's not collusion. That's being honest with the player. We want you back.
That's what you're not supposed to do, but yeah.
Well, you're allowed to say we want you back. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with that.
And then you trade him to a team like Pittsburgh, who doesn't have the cap space.
To re-sign him.
To re-sign him.
Fair enough. I like that thought.
Because you go to Colorado or something like that, they've got tons of room. True. So don't give them the opportunity to fall in love.
Right. True.
Fair enough.
It's just an open relationship at this point.
Couple of quick notes. We have one email from Chris. Do you want to read that? Shall I read it?
Somebody read it.
Okay. I don't think I actually have it lined up, unfortunately.
Oh, boy, yes.
It's been a day.
It is. I just saw the time.
I know. I'm working on it.
Oh, and I just went away from
it. There we go. Here we go. This is from Chris. Pajot is turning himself into top trade bait for February. Gonna miss you, bud. You were one of my favorites. I guess I should have read that about 5 minutes ago.
Chris, did you email us instead of JGP?
Sorry. I should have read that a few minutes
ago. Oh, no. Or I just assume that Pajot listens to this podcast.
Oh, we hope so. Yeah. Indeed.
I actually wonder if any of the players listen to the AMAs.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Could be. What do we want to talk about? A couple of players around the league. The Islanders waived Andrew Ladd today.
Amazing.
4 years left at $5.5 million.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Enjoy LA, Andrew.
Bye-bye. And Kovalchuk was told he won't be playing.
That's amazing.
In the foreseeable future. He's got 2 years left at $6.25 million, but most of this year comes as a signing bonus on December. It's either 5th or 15th.
15th.
So if he sticks around until December 15th and then goes, you know what, I'll go to...
Sens will trade for him.
Well, if he decides to go and play in the KHL, and it's because it's an over 35 plus contract, the cap hit stays. So does it? Yeah, it's a 35 plus contract.
Oh, I thought it was only with a buyout. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it stays. So even if he...
Bobby Ryan's returning to California.
Well, could it swap the two of them around? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Here you go. We'll take the dead money. You guys take Bobby Ryan. Possibly. Dead hands. Possibly.
He needs to get out of here.
That would get us to the cap. Close to the cap.
It saves you a pile of money. You have to give something up. We got plenty of picks.
We'll
I don't care.
Retain 25% of the actual
retain
salary.
Retain 25. They'll probably want a little bit more. I'm fine. Just get him out of here.
Switch them out.
Get him out.
Boom.
Get him out.
So.
And then you don't have to worry about the cap anymore because then everybody's crying about the cap. $6.25 million hit versus 7.2, but not paying it. Then Shabbat's contract kicks in, and then the year after that, you got to pay Brady. Fine.
Done.
Any other gap, just give it to Borum.
I thought that was interesting. We were talking about it earlier. We might as well bring it up. Don Cherry. Rough.
I'm going to miss that song.
I'm going to miss the music, because it's
nostalgic.
Well, yeah, it is. It's kind of like the Hockey Night in Canada theme.
Yeah.
Which I was really upset when TSN bought it. What, about 5 years, 6 years ago now?
Oh, that's way longer than that.
And they bought it and was like, well, that belongs with Hockey Night in Canada. And they got it. But now I'm really happy because I get to hear it with TSN broadcasts.
Yeah.
Which are far superior to Rogers. So I'm okay with that.
Leaps and bounds.
So much different. So much different.
It's incredible is the difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be, if I'm sure everybody knows what went on with Don Cherry, he went off on Saturday and then
doubled down on Monday.
Yeah. He was fired and he doubled down on it saying, I meant every word I said, I wouldn't change a thing. And then he's changed it as the week has gone on going, well, I could have changed it. And, you know, it's really not my fault that people misinterpreted my words and Don McLean. Bye-bye American Pie. Vincent, yes. Ron McLean threw me under the bus, and I can't believe he did that, and blah, 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 blah. And let me go on talk TV with all sorts of people in the U.S.
Including Tucker Carlson.
I actually believe this is blown way out of proportion. But,
Tucker Carlson, not Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carlson.
He apparently went to Rebel, too. Like.
Carl Tuckerson? Thank you, Don Cherry. Or Bob Cole.
Am I the only one that thinks that?
What's that?
That this was blown way out of proportion.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
Oh, let me clarify what I mean by that.
Okay.
I think he should have been fired long ago.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I just think this specific incident was blown way out of proportion. But it's just like, that's the final, he's been fired, so.
It was the final straw.
I wouldn't say that the situation and the public reaction to it was blown out of proportion. Because we've seen him do these to get these reactions in the past. The fact that Sportsnet actually acted on it is what surprises me.
Because he said way worse in the past.
He said way worse. I'm like, this is what you're going to get him on?
Right. Well, I think they're trying to get rid of money too.
Well, in the past.
Yeah, big time. This is the whole Al Capone thing.
Right? Oh.
Like murder, drugs, booze.
Get you on tax evasion.
Tax evasion. Got him.
Well, I think it's a combination of that and up to this point, whatever he's done, they didn't want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Clicks. So they kept him. Now they're like, you know what? We could.
Before the internet.
We could get rid of him. We just need to find the right excuse, and this was the right excuse. It was the right thing to do.
And again, this is probably the first real controversial thing he said while being a Rogers employee, not a CBC.
Not a CBC employee. Yeah, that's true. And it was also they've been throwing off so much salary over the summer.
Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise for them.
I used to enjoy watching Coach's Corner back in the day, despite the fact that he always would pick on the team I was cheering for, mostly Ottawa Senators. Like, he called Daniel Alfredson terrible things. Like, he had no use for European players. And was he the one that said Krusty the Clown?
I think so.
Like, and, you know, Euro Pinkos and all of it. Like, the stuff out of his mouth is he never would have anything good about the Ottawa Senators. They were just not his team. So that was always frustrating, but I actually enjoyed tuning in. But this particular thing that he said, it was nothing different than he's ever said before. He said the exact same thing over again.
Like, and that's why, like,
people are focusing on the word "you people." That's his expression. He says all the time. Now, in this case, it says "you people who come here."
Yes.
And so he clarified it, but you people out there, he always says that. You kids out there, that was his expression. I'm not surprised he didn't apologize, because he's always like, I'm not going to apologize. He's not going to apologize.
That's who he is, yeah.
Like, that's his thing.
Oh, I agree.
And then he kind of realized, like, oh, this is serious.
Well, I was actually watching it live, and I was just staggered at when he was going through that, and I went, he actually just said that. He actually just said that.
And
let's see what happens now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he did. Now, I will also say, I have been a supporter of Don Cherry for a very long time, because he's done a lot of really good work with kids and with charities, and specifically and his support veterans. Of the military.
Yeah.
For years and years, especially back 20 years ago when it wasn't popular. And he was always behind the military and always pumping their tires and always, you know, lifting them up and pointing out that they needed our support when, you know, when there was a mission going on in Afghanistan or in the Balkans or wherever. And I have a great deal of respect for him for that. But
it's the way that you do it.
And it's not a but going, everything I've said, I'm just going to contradict. Not at all. I stand behind those words. However, what he said on Saturday was simply not excusable. There is no excuse you can come up with for being that directly.
I wonder if he even realized the guy's not very brain smart.
No.
And he's not very great with English language. I wonder if he even realized how it came out when he said it live.
Well, he's
starting to backpedal.
He's been trying to cover it, going, well, if I'd said everybody instead of you people, it would have been fine. It's like, no.
It probably would have been fine if you said everybody needs to wear a poppy.
Because he said
everybody who comes here to our land of milk and honey and blah, 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 blah. That's the part that was the problem.
Yes.
Right. And but then his insinuation is like, oh, you think I'm just talking about I'm being racist because I'm talking about brown people. I'm like, I'm not talking about brown people.
I'm talking about
all the immigrants. It's like,
that doesn't help things.
No,
that's the problem.
No. How do you know that they're immigrants?
Yeah. How do you know?
They could be first generation. You're just assuming that they are. Because are you talking to every single person listening for an accent?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we got lost in all this. It was actually probably a good message. And
yeah.
It's reminding people to wear their poppies.
Well, the usual message, which was the tape part before that, which is the one he's played for a lot of Remembrance Days, which is a great one. And then what he said right after that was just... Yeah. You just blew it up.
And he took away from Remembrance Day as a whole, nationally.
Yep.
Yeah.
The attention was lost.
If anything good comes out of this whole firing and stuff, that maybe next year people will remember poppy stuff and forget about his racist comments, but...
Well, it's been an interesting reaction. I've seen both sides are going, well, I'm never buying another poppy. I'm like,
why? There's nothing to do.
Oh, that's because the Legion supporter thanked him for, or what was it? The Legion ended up saying, it's like, we condone what Cherry said. We're supporting all veterans and all
Canadians. Exactly. So you don't want.
So they disagreed with the Cherry's original thing that it's down because of immigration.
Yeah.
Overall, if you're a new Canadian who's not in school or doesn't have kids in school, how do you learn about Remembrance Day?
Well, I think it's on us. We do a bad job advertising.
Well, it's on everybody because nobody talks about Remembrance Day until the day before.
Right.
You'll see people selling poppies, or you'll see the box in the convenience store next to, you know, at the cash or whatever.
It's not a national holiday. We feel it in Ottawa because federal government's gone.
We used to talk about it in school.
But if you're coming in as an adult,
you're coming in like a skilled worker, which I'm sure that you work with a lot.
Yeah, you'd have to hope that you see someone and you ask questions. You have
no freaking idea.
Right.
And nobody wants to talk about it ahead of time because we've just talked about Halloween and suddenly, okay, it's Christmas season.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
I'll wait till after.
And then going back to, because poppy's really more World War I, right?
From Flanders Fields, yes.
So that being said.
That's where it comes from.
It's the end of World War I, November 11th.
With the
11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month.
Yeah.
With all the theaters of war, who was the least impacted?
What? Sorry?
With all the theaters of war over World War I and World War II, who was the least impacted with it?
I don't know.
North America.
Well, not directly, yes.
Yeah. In the sense it didn't happen on the
soil. So you're telling me that someone from...
Oh, yeah, okay.
From or when they're coming over, especially those that are being persecuted, they don't know about war? They don't know about the importance of...
Well, I think there's a possibility there are issues there because if you are a new immigrant, I'll go out on a limb here and you can tell me how crazy I am. If you're a new immigrant and you come from a war-torn country and you see that this is a day of remembrance for war, you may not want to remember it. That's why you need to have it explained as this is a day of remembrance of the sacrifices that were made for the freedoms we were able to gain/retain because of it.
And how do they know about it?
Well, they don't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I think that's a very important distinction. We're not remembering war. And most assuredly, the biggest talking point that drives me crazy is we're not glorifying it.
Oh, yeah. The whole
this is not glorifying thing. War. This is remembering the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. Okay. Let's keep that in mind, people. And for any listeners in the States, Remembrance Day is a combination of Memorial Day and
Veterans Day. They know.
It's the same. Well,
no, it's
same.
Their Memorial Day.
Well, their Memorial Day is bigger down there. Yes.
Because the way
but
I
they
had
still have Veterans Day.
The way I had it explained to me by a U.S. A buddy of mine years ago who's a U.S. Forces member was Memorial Day is for those who died. Veterans Day is for those who survived.
Ah, okay.
Oh, interesting.
See, I wouldn't know that.
And we do both on Remembrance Day, which is November 11th. And that's an important distinction between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Because Memorial Day is a big deal in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
for a very good reason. And that's what we have both on the same day.
Yeah.
So.
I never once was ever told or thought that it was about glorifying war. If anything, it's like remembering so we don't have to do it again.
Yeah. Learn from your mistakes.
Right.
You know that thing called history? So we don't repeat it? That.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Especially those wars. It's more defending others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which was a sacrifice that we made. So
that was a good debate.
Yeah, like he doubled down.
Like he always does. He always doubled down on his own statements.
You're just saying it's like, no, I'm not this group of immigrants, all immigrants, so it's everyone, so it's okay.
Okay,
he confirmed it. He doesn't apologize. Apology is showing weakness.
But if that's what his reasoning is,
it's not
even good. After a few days to think of, you didn't get it.
You didn't learn.
You didn't get it.
No.
So I'm interested to see what they do with that segment now. I would assume that this Saturday you're going to miss it because I'm on a plane to Cuba.
In the evening?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't understand. Or 5:20 and I arrive there at 9 or something like that.
That's all right. Could be worse.
Do you keep it and get a new coach?
Rebrand?
GM's corner.
Or
Brian Burke would be fantastic.
I
wish that he would be a little
He's a little monotone.
Yeah.
But his takes are good. I have to admit, watching him in the game last night, when he was doing the hot stove, I mean, too much Leafs talk, but anyway. I like his...
Was it a Leafs game?
No, there was a Leaf. There was Leafs analysis in each period, in each intermission. Well, no, we were watching the Ottawa game.
Okay.
The Leafs were playing, but we were watching highlights from the Leafs game and Leafs analysis during the intermissions for Ottawa. But I really liked Brian Burke's analysis, thoughts, just the way he presents things. I think he's got a particularly great gift of communication because he explains hockey stuff in layman's terms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very important skill in the teaching world.
To talk to Leafs fans forever.
Ow. But it's a very important skill in the teaching world is you have to explain things in the language that people speak.
Yeah.
Like if you're an engineer, you need to be able to explain something to a non-engineer, which is what I used to run into constantly at work. I'm not slamming engineers, but engineers speak engineer. And if I'm not one, you got to translate it into my language. Otherwise, I simply won't understand what you're talking about. And I kind of need to. Well, I did my former job.
Yeah.
So Brian Burke can take very complicated hockey topics and break them down into fan language.
Yes. And he has tremendous experience in regards to being an agent, being a general manager, being a president, being player safety.
I was going to say he's being a VP with the league as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
VP Calgary and stuff like that too.
Yeah, he's been around.
So, I wish, and he's also socially.
He's got that kind of
and he's
crazy,
socially progressive.
He's got that crazy kind of personality and past.
Yep.
Where he was edgy and disliked, and
yeah, he's a little bit too old school on hockey on the ice, in my opinion. But need
pugnacity and
that's fine.
Testosterone and truculence.
Yeah, truculence.
So it'll be interesting to see if they kind of upgrade him a bit, but he's got a lot of different things to talk about, which is tremendous. Because once he was on the 31 Thoughts podcast with Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick, and they did a mock call for player safety suspension.
Really?
So he acted like the league. He had, I think it was Elliot Friedman being the gentleman. One of the general managers, and then Jeff Merrick was being the player agent or something like that, and they just role played it.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
It was very well done.
Is that recent?
I think it was last year at some point. It was very, very good. It was very good. So that's interesting. Like, he gives you the behind the scenes because he's lived it. It's not that he coached 5 years without winning anything or playing one NHL game. What's Cherry's credibility? He coached Bobby Orr.
Yeah. And he's a passion. He had a great deal of passion for the game.
Yep.
And to a certain extent, he could also speak. He spoke in layman's terms as well, to a reasonable.
Because
he is a layman.
Layman. Yeah.
But and he also, I mean, he attracted people to him because of his personality. He was flamboyant, but he could also make. He had good takes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
And.
No team's ever going to win without a Canadian captain there.
Yeah, things like that. But, yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, it'll be...
North American
it'll
captain.
It'll be interesting. I'm really wondering if that whole, like, you need the local boy and all that stuff is going to start to phase out.
Well, what do? They do some sort of hot stove like they used to do on CBC? Do that?
Well, they have the hot stove right now in the second period, right? That's hot stove.
Yeah.
Well, there's only... I haven't watched a Saturday night game in a while.
You're not missing anything.
Not with the Rogers broadcast.
It's like an insider thing. It's not a debate.
I'm one of the few people, I'm tired of Ron McLean now.
Oh, I think he's great.
I don't mind.
Everyone thinks he's great. I'm tired of him. I turn him on, I see him start talking, and it just,
Get him away from Cherry, and I'm fine with him. Absolutely no issue at all.
Yeah, his hometown hockey does.
Yep, he's good.
It's whatever they do before the game, where it's like him and he's out. I think it's the hometown hockey thing.
Yeah.
It's like, just be quiet, buddy.
He's talking about the community. It is like you can't relate to.
I don't know.
I'm not just from there, just looking for the milk.
It's like birthday cake, you know. He's I've had too much harmless. Of it, and I just go.
He's harmless.
Shoot. But the other thing, too, is a lot of writers, especially those of minority and of different descents or children of it, so first-generation Canadians, that had to write articles about this whole thing. They're just like, I'm forced to write this. It's uncomfortable. And these are big-name writers.
There have been quite a number of them, yeah.
So Don Cherry was an icon because we were told that he was an icon?
He was, I...
Because a lot of these writers were around my age, right? Mid-30s, 40s.
He's a, I don't know if I would call him an icon.
He's just a fixture. Popular.
He's a fixture. Yeah. He was a piece of furniture that you're used to seeing in the corner of the room, or, you know, it's the chair you sit in every Saturday night when you're watching
Same
hockey.
Same fabric.
He's a fixture. I wouldn't necessarily say he's an icon. Do you think he deserves to be in the broadcaster division of the Hockey Hall of Fame?
He's blown his chances now. They could have put him before. They never did.
They never did. I still think he's going in.
Oh, I'd put him in.
He'll go in.
He's too big on this.
Be anytime soon.
I think...
It won't be anytime soon.
Knowing the Hockey Hall of Fame, I think it will be after he's dead. Because that's what they did with
Pat Burns.
Right.
So they'll
He is 85.
They'll wait till after Don Cherry's dead. The controversy has died down. They'll put him in then. I think that's what will happen.
Controversy has died down.
No.
He's dead.
He's not dead yet.
Oh. No, but you said we'll do it when
once the controversy is dead.
Yeah. When he's dead.
So.
It's unfortunate. Or the snowflake's overreacting.
It's a sad ending to a long and storied presence.
Well, the snowflakes are reacting because that's all the pro-Cherry people saying that what he said was right. And being all offended that Sportsnet dropped him.
Oh, well. Bigots stick together.
Just, yeah.
Enough said.
Think critically, guys.
It's getting late. Grinds your gears.
Certainly.
You people!
What grinds your gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
You've got one.
I know Canuck's got one.
I do?
Yeah.
You show
up somewhere and you forget a piece of equipment.
Oh. Ouch.
When you forget your dongle.
What the hell was mine?
Well, I'll tell mine.
You better go. Yeah.
I don't know if I've done this one in the past. Of course, it's not about driving. It's about advertising because they're my two favorite subjects. There's an ad on the radio again this year. It was on
last year.
Nope. It's an ad for a car dealership talking about tires. Winter tires. And the word the ad goes...
I think you've used this one before.
I think I might have. A portion of every tired soul goes to Chio.
They got enough for almost five towers now.
So they're cutting off a piece of tread or they're cutting off a piece of sidewall? What the hell does Chio need a piece of tire for?
Here you go, Chio. Here's another hunk of rubber.
Yeah. For those people not in the greater National Capital Area, Chio is the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario.
Oh.
So they should be saying a
they use it in the playground in the back. Or
that's
something.
Right. A portion of the proceeds or a portion of the profits. But no, a portion of every tire sold goes to Chio. So they're cutting off a piece of tread. There you go. That is just bad copywriting. And they're using it again this year. Grr.
You know what grinds my gears? Eugene Melnick. And he's in the news again today.
That was amazing.
What?
Oh, this is a follow-up for the, I think,
the Connecticut casino.
Had a follow-up. And now, I was making fun of it.
And what is it? He's basically saying, no, you got it wrong because you claimed I was 5'9" and 195 pounds.
Yeah, that I'm 5'8" and 190 pounds, but I'm actually 5'9" and 185. So this case should be thrown out because that's not my description.
So less than...
What the
less,
hell?
Less than an inch and less than 3%.
You know, that's not even a standard deviation above or below.
No.
Okay, good luck there, buddy. That's that. Oh, no, I'm not going that political.
Just fucking pay them.
That's thin. That's anorexically thin.
And just all. And I think the other thing that the casino said was it's like apparently he doesn't recognize his own signature.
Right.
On the bank draft. That you don't sign yourself.
Yeah. Well, he is short. I'll give you that. He passed me once when I was standing, waiting to go into into the arena, and he walked past me. I'm like, I think that was Eugene Melnick. And
everybody's short.
My sum total reaction was, he's not very tall. And like, what do you mean, everybody? You're the ridiculous. Same height as I am.
Like Batman.
You want the case thrown out for this?
Yeah, good luck with
it's
that.
It's like, well, you know, TD's really got to verify high value bank drafts of that amount. No.
Yeah, moving on. I missed that one. Okay, anything else? We don't know when we're coming back because we forgot to coordinate our schedules and we had a bit of a bad start to the day with missing technology and everything else. But we managed to get here in time before Penn goes away down south and Canuck is out of town again for travel and me...
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Okay. I'm going to be out of town next weekend, so I'm going up to the cottage for 3 days. Can't wait.
Do you leave Friday?
I leave Friday, yeah. Morning. I can't leave Thursday night because I'm working late Thursday, so we're leaving Friday morning. So we'll get up there in time to get everything ready and then go to the bakery in the next town over and get some sticky buns and that sort of thing. And then we'll just drink beer for the afternoon or red wine. Apparently we drink a lot of red wine and eat a lot of cheese, according to one person up there. Like, all they ever do is drink red wine and eat cheese.
Your problem?
So?
That was the reaction. And the problem is what? We happen to like that. So, but there's not enough snow for a sled up there. Yet.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to record next Thursday, though.
I don't think so. Okay. We'll see. We'll see how next week goes. Okay. But it would be, I wouldn't
so
be out here
to
until...
to recap four games that I haven't seen.
Well, I was going to say, we'll be, well, you can listen to them on their iHeartRadio app.
No, I'm not getting internet down there, man.
Oh, okay. Then you can so follow expensive. The games on the game threads in the forums.
Again, you need internet for that.
There's internet down there.
Yeah, it's expensive, man. It's real expensive. I need the digital detox. I haven't been without a phone since 2004.
I believe it when I see it. I hope so, for
I'm
your sake.
I'm terrified. Yeah. It's 3 days, though, so I'll be okay.
I do it 10. I go up to the cottage. I just when I go fishing, 10 days, 2 weeks, just turn it off. So, doesn't work up there anyway, but it's great.
Where's that report thing?
Screen time?
Screen time. My screen time is really high this week. So I
where
had
do
two
you
days.
Find that again?
I had 2 days off.
Just go left.
Swipe left?
Yes.
Have you ever done that before?
Where's my week?
I don't have swipe left. Oh, well.
Oops.
Screen time. Oh, daily average, 7 hours, 47 minutes.
What?
Down 6% from last week.
My daily average is like 238.
See all activity.
Good Lord. This is scintillating podcast.
So this, there you go, week. Yeah, 747.
That's pickups.
My daily average is 5 hours and 8 minutes.
Actually, my daily average this
week. I'm blowing past you. You're working on that.
5 hours. What were yours?
7 hours, 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Mine is 5 hours, 13 minutes this week. But you can see the week, the 2 days I had off.
Yeah. Twitter, 13 hours and 2 minutes last week.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
It's crazy. So, again, I need the digital
Your digital detox. Yes, you do. So, you know what the best way to digital detox is? Rum.
Yeah. That should be fun. I'm not going alone. Works. I got a buddy. We've got a day for a bus tour in Havana.
Oh.
Or a group tour.
Wow.
So, that's going to be an experience.
Yeah, it's fun. Actually, I didn't make it to Havana because the only time I went to Cuba, I was down for a friend's wedding. Every time I go to a tropical island, it's for a friend's wedding, it seems. But I didn't make it to Havana. I wanted to. But I did get to drive in Cuba, which was very entertaining because...
Old cars.
No, I didn't drive an old car. I actually drove a car where I could reach my arms out and I could touch the hood and the back window.
Wow. Oh,
It was a little tiny Hyundai that I was driving. I can't remember what it was called. They don't sell them here, but it was very interesting to drive down there because I got a very important tip from a Cuban because my friend was marrying a Cuban. So I was interacting with Cubans quite a bit. And they said, by the way, just so you know, pedestrians do not have the right of way here. Cars do.
So don't stop for them.
Well, they will want you to go past. Don't stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And especially because I'm driving a car with tourist plates on it. They really want you to go past. So if you stop and wave them, they're not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's an important tip. Thank you.
I took out three of them.
No, it was fine.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. So we'll be back in sometime.
Who knows?
Sometime.
Maybe by Christmas.
Hopefully not another month. This has just been the past 3-4 weeks have been all crazy for us. We've hardly been in town.
Saying that for 8 years, whatever.
We have. Well, we've hardly been in.
All the listeners used to this.
All three of us being in town at the same time. There's been what, 3 days in the past 4 weeks?
Yeah, both of you need new jobs.
Hello. Stop going to Vegas. Stop going to Cuba.
It's not on me.
It is on you.
Maybe you should also come to Vegas, and then we can expense the whole thing.
Yeah, that's not happening. Actually, I would, to be completely honest, would like to go to Vegas at some point.
Yeah.
There are some things I want to see.
You'll need more than a long weekend.
That's fine.
You're going to like Hoover Dam and stuff like that, that's pretty fun.
Well, that's the kind of thing I want to. I want to see the Hoover Dam. I want to see the Grand Canyon. Yeah. There are a few things down there that I do want to see. I just have no interest in gambling. None.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
You really don't.
I would be like, okay,
food is fantastic.
Get me tickets for Aerosmith. And somebody else, because Aerosmith is playing down there.
Gwen Stefani?
No.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Backstreet Boys?
No. Def Leppard was.
Lionel Richie?
Possibly. Possibly.
You can see anything there.
I
would also very much like to go see a UFC there, because it's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of boxing.
Crazy expensive. But yeah. All right.
You can go if you go to the wrong day to Cirque du Soleil.
That's true. All right. We don't know when we're coming back, but we'll be back. Right. Anything else?
Nope.
No? Good. All right. On behalf of Panic and I'm Cardinal, thank you all very much for listening. Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy the snow.
Merry Christmas.
And things like that there. First of all, I was misquoted. Yeah, it's misquoted. Yeah, I say a lot of things there, and if I say I was misquoted, what are you going to do? It's not like there's video proof of me saying this. Stories to talk about the Carolina hurricanes. Talk about hurricanes in general. Yeah, I hate them. Big storms! Ruin your day! Hate big storms! Hate tornadoes! I hate cyclones! I hate blizzards! I don't hate blizzards too much, because blizzards come from Canada, eh? Beauty!